This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Hope Breakfast with Sam. Good morning.
Sam, it's time to say farewell.
My wife and I, we moved to Sydney from the country, and now the country is calling us back. The last few years have been hard for all of us. Border closures and my wife's family all in regional Victoria. My parents have now left Sydney as well, and so when a job opportunity came up in our old home of Wagga Wagga, we prayerfully and carefully considered it. The timing is right, with my oldest daughter Chook starting school in the new year, and my wife Ali and I expecting our third child to be born late next month.
We're going to miss you, bud, and your hard-hitting questions.
How many is a couple? How many are a few? Vanessa, what did you learn this week? Danielle, when did you realise that you were old? When's the right time to eat a hot cross bun? They don't rib it. They go... This is a piece of plastic that'll cost you $10 that will change your life.
Wow.
What?
Hit me.
Rain gauge.
You are so gifted.
Yeah!
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. You give me fever.
Fever!
Joshua Micah featuring Sammy Robinson.
You should feel so proud of all you've achieved.
My new favourite website, dogtime.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey. Jinx. Jinxed you. Duncan can't talk.
You gotta let me talk.
Well, George is a turtle.
Yes!
And Toby is a dog.
Oh! Yes! Do your best, Chewbacca.
So we say, watch for me, watch for me, watch for me, uh-oh.
Use some soap and rub and scrub and squeaky clean.
Thank you for inspiring us every day.
Sammy, what are we about to do?
About to break history, mate. My odometer is on 77770.
Oh.
We're going to make it all sevens.
Can't. Stop!
We got it!
What are you using to mark your book?
What, as in keep the page?
Yeah.
I rip a little bit of paper out of something and put it in?
There's your problem. You see something inside and you go, mate,
no.
That looks amazing.
No.
I want to be a part of this. I'm ready to read.
No.
Mate, you don't have a good bookmark.
Is this a bookmark?
No, it's a bromark.
Why is it a bromark? Oh, you are kidding. Oh.
Yeah.
It's me in a red skivvy. Happy bookmark week, Joanne.
I nearly wet my pants when you said it's going to be a bromark blitz.
You will always be the poet's poet, reminding us to be grateful of the little things.
So I thank you. Helpful cover of protective tree shade. For after a busy day, it's always love at first glance to slip you on fleecy pair of track pants. I couldn't have done this show without such a keen supporter. So thank you, legend, friend, and amazing producer, Georgia.
This was the best gift you could have ever given me, Sam.
There's more to come, Jordan. There's more to come.
We are so thankful for your big heart and sense of humility.
Ali, to every Hamilton lover in Sydney, I'm sorry I stand corrected. It's amazing.
It's so surreal this all comes to an end today.
I've got this helpless child that I can't feed, right? And now I think, 1 year on, and I think of all the tumultuousness of the last year and a lot has gone on. I've personally been through a lot of mental health struggles, and yet she is this happy, healthy kid, and I forget that in the stress every day. I forget to look at her and think, oh, she's doing well. God is faithful, and I've seen that this year, and as I celebrate 1 year of Cheeky Chops, the thankfulness that the midwife who found the problem sorted it out, and that now 1 year on we can celebrate. I'm thankful for that, because I know it's not always perfect and it doesn't always work out that way.
These are the days we'll talk about for years.
But family comes first, and it's time for the next adventure.
Sam, are you saying something right now?
I'm saying something.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Surprise!
just in case you're not quite across what that's about, my wife Ali is also pregnant as well as you are.
So happy for you guys and for Chucky.
Chucky, another Chucky.
We're in an LGA of concern. All we're doing is staying at home, other than a few walks around the block. And I think biggest concern is that we're having a baby next month.
How are you feeling about no parents around? Because what happens if the baby's coming?
Yeah, we're trying to navigate that at the moment.
Okay, call me.
Yeah, okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Just call me. I'll come look after the girls.
Anytime or just when the baby
comes?
Hope
Breakfast can just play songs back to back. We're busy that morning.
These are the days we'll talk about for years and years.
We're so thankful for all you've given and we'll miss you dearly. We love you so much, Sam, and we're excited for you and the fam.
I love this job a lot. Working with Ali and Anita every morning and talking to you Hopelanders has been the best job I've ever had. There's no questioning that.
These are the days we'll talk about for years and years.
This is Hope Breakfast with Sam. Good morning. Good
morning. For years.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.